Hello, and welcome to Roommating Habits, an auditory guide to sharing spaces. Hang on, let me take this off.
Man, I don't know how guys breathe in those respirators all day. Holy smokes, this coronavirus is getting a little bit cray-cray, if you ask me. Anywho, I'm your landlord, Pat Collins.
I'm sorry, are you not Adam Driver? That was Adam Driver, I thought. Oh, sorry, I'm Matt Romasco.
I wish the listeners could have seen Pat remove his fake mask as he did his little soundbite there, but you know, whatever.
I'm
your power bottom, David Barr.
Method fucking actor. All right.
I'm perfecting my craft. Use your imaginations, people. Use them.
I am using my time in this corona quarantine to perfect my acting craft, David and Matthew. I don't know what you guys are doing, what time you're wasting, but at the end of this, if I don't have an Oscar in my left fucking hand, then what's the point of contracting this thing in the first place?
That's true. Well, my quarantine involves not being quarantined at all. I've not yet got the word that I'm not allowed to go out into the world, so I'm still going out there and doing things.
Most people in your neighborhood have a restraining order against you anyways, so it's really no different for them. They're indoors most of the time away from you anyways.
That doesn't mean that means that they have to stay home. I can still go out. They have to stay 100 feet away from me. That's how it works, right?
So
the roads must be like a breeze, eh? Like, I want to go out for a drive tonight. Just go rip around empty roads everywhere.
Well, hey, it's probably not a bad idea. I mean, like, all the police officers are just tied up preventing, looters from stealing things, preventing mob rule from taking over cities. So, you know, Sergeant Bummer's not going to have time to sit with his radar gun all day on you. So why not see how fast that Chrysler minivan can go? Let's get that puppy up.
Someone asked that question today in one of their press conferences for Ford's press conference in Ontario. It was like, they're asking good, serious questions. And someone asks, what's your concern about looters? And you see his eyes almost rolled into the back of his head. Eh? Like, he's trying to be professional and answer the question, but he's like, shut up, man. Like, we're nowhere near that point. Like,
seriously, it's like, it doesn't go from what it is now to looting. That's not the next step. I don't think so anyways.
No,
because you can't sit down at a Tim Hortons. Like, people are going to start smashing the windows of jewelry store entrances and
taking all the dough from Papa John's because they're running out of food or whatever's going on.
That would be the last resort for food sourcing that I would find. Hey, get that Papa
Better
John's.
Ingredients.
Get that dough.
Better ingredients.
Better ingredients. Yeah, man. It's all in the advertising.
Get those fresh green peppers.
Taking that mugger a little seriously when he says, give me all your dough.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. He's handing over bags of...
pockets of loose flour dough.
I'm glad we laugh at each other because no one else is laughing at that.
Also, free advertising for Papa John's. You're welcome. It's hard times. We gotta share the wealth of our podcast.
We gotta help everyone out, including Papa John's. They need it now more than ever. So let's just give your local Papa John's worker a hearty hug and a high five. Oh no, sorry, a fist bump. Oh no, sorry, an elbow tap. Or stay 6 feet away from them and nod silently as you walk by.
I think you said to give the guns, right? You said do the double guns.
Flash them.
Oh, if double guns becomes the new business greeting, I am gonna I'm gonna be so happy.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna start it at my work.
Just start flexing at people.
Like, my first week we're supposed to be back. I have a meeting with the big time bosses. I'm gonna try the double guns. What do you think? Been here for 3 months. I should give the double guns and see how it goes.
A wink and a click. Exactly.
We don't shake hands anymore. We double guns.
Oh,
so
pack up your shit and get out of here.
Oh, sorry, you haven't heard. I'm not. I will not take your hand.
Matt, you just threatened us with your finger guns. That's against company policy.
Security will see you out.
Yeah. Don't collect any of your stuff. There's none of it here yet.
They'll see you straight to the top floor. You're hired.
If you couldn't tell, we have a lot prepped for today.
Yeah,
seriously. But how do you go out here and have roommate advice given the climate, right? Like, we last week we touched on a few articles or threads or whatnot about people asking for advice that had to do with this. But again, it's Tuesday. Happy St. Patty's Day, by the way. Fuck, why is happy St. Patty's Day?
Fuck, I got my green on. I got my St. Patty's Day shirt on.
But by Friday, when this releases, everything will change again. So it's tough to sit here and give current news updates and talk about the exact climate because it's changing every 12 hours, it feels like.
Well, major media is stealing our jam right now. Everyone's giving roommate advice. Do this with your roommate. Do this while you're quarantined. Do this while you're confined with others. That's what we do, news. That's our job. And you are full on stealing our jam right now.
Yeah, like a little credit, maybe like a per roommating habits at the bottom of their tweets.
Right? Hashtag copyright infringement.
Something.
Hashtag stealing our
maybe a little, yeah, a little hat tip, a little stick tap to roommating habits for all this advice that they're just coming in and listening and stealing.
I would love to see that. Trudeau up on the podium. First he has his English, then he goes into the French, and then he gives just a slight look at the camera and says, shout out roommating habits.
He pulls out his hockey stick. Follow that.
Roommating habits on Instagram, roommating habits on Twitter, roommatinghabits@gmail.com.
He would say it in a way that all makes us sound like he's talking to like an 8-year-old child, though, because that's exactly how it sounds when he's talking to people. We can all, just because we have to stay at home doesn't mean we have to lose connection. We can do the FaceTime. We can do the calling. We know how technology works. God damn it, Trudeau. We're in the media. We're in the media. We get it. Oh, I don't know. I'm just, guys, I know it's an important issue. It'll be something we talk about for the rest of our lives. I'm just sick of hearing about it. So is there any, what can we switch it up? Pat, you got anything for us? A list? Is it all COVID related this week?
I do. Thank you for asking. I do have some helpful tips. I managed to find 100 things to do while stuck inside due to a pandemic. Thank you, USA Today, for this inspirational article. So we're not going to go through all 100. We're going to find a couple of goodies, a couple of gems. You can look at this list yourself. Some that I've found so far would be something like... let me see here. Okay, the Italian style. If it won't bother your neighbors, dust off that old instrument and practice. Huh. I think in Canada, we're a little bit more... Well, I guess I'm in a little bit more of a rural community, so we're not quite as close. But it's not like we could just duck our head at our window and start strumming away on the old banjo like a lot of our neighbors in Italia have begun doing with one another. But I don't know. What do you guys think? Would you guys serenade and start a little band with your neighbors?
I can't play an instrument to begin with, so I wouldn't want to be putting people through that. I don't know. That's
Could you imagine you're stuck at home all day, like all this stuff going on, and then you just have to deal with someone drumming like through the wall you share, banging on the drums.
Well, listening to the Chili Peppers and just whacking away on the ivories, like
there's a couple celebrities right now that are really doing the world a service, like the Arkells, for instance. They're giving free music lessons online through their, I don't know if it's Instagram or their TikTok or Facetagram, but they are leading the masses through their through some sing-alongs and some play-alongs, and this is how you play this song, and showing the music for it as well. So I thought that was kind of a neat gesture.
It's pretty smart, and I know we're not about the negativity here, but they're smart people because they're losing the money from the concerts and the appearances and all that, but they're just hopping on the YouTube and collecting those views and still banking some cash. They're this, smart.
This tutorial they're brought smart. To you by Casper Mattresses. Sleep on a dream? Hey. I know I sure do. I'm sitting on one now. Anyways, here's Wonderwall.
Oh my God. If we start getting free Casper mattresses, thank you. I could use one.
I had a neighbor once. So going back to that instrument thing, we had it at my old house. The kid lived behind me. Him and his mom lived behind me in a house. And he would play the drums. I think they were in the basement even. And like windows closed and like I was sitting there, you could hear it clearly in my living room. But like he would stop by, I think it was 11 p.m. he would stop. Like, he wouldn't go later than that, which was, you could deal with it, but like, fuck, it was like clockwork for like a long stretch, and it got pretty frustrating. And then as he stopped, I had another neighbor two doors over. So we were in a semi, the semi next to me, the other side of it, those people decided to start having workout parties at 5 a.m., but they fucking pumped their music. Like, I could hear it clearly in my bed, and they were attached to another house. So they were like two houses over from me. So you imagine what the people attached to them were hearing at 5 a.m. They had two little kids, and these people pumped their, like, their techno music. And they were older too. Like, I think they were working out. I don't know what they were doing. I guess I made an assumption they were working out. Who knows what was going on over there? But like, so to answer your question, I don't want anyone playing the instruments, and like, no. Especially if our walls are attached.
No, God, no. I know the kids aren't supposed to be out and about, but I want to go back to a time when we were younger, when there'd be maybe 10 to 15 of us outside during, not maybe a time like this, but the spring break or whatever, March break in Canada. And we'd be playing like the road hockey and the basketball, you know what I mean? Maybe with all these weeks of shutdown, we'll start to see a little more of that, even though we're not supposed to be interacting. Just put your gloves on, put a mask on, get out there with five people or less, and just enjoy yourself.
It could have that kind of effect where kids are all going buck wild on the screens at first, and then you know when you got that new video game and you overplayed it and you overplayed it, and then after like a week you were just fucking done with it. You wanted you just wanted on to the next one. What's the next game? What can I trade this in for? What's my next vice? So then, you know, we can't go to the video game store, kids. They're closed. You have to find your own entertainment. And then they'll bug you for another 3 to 6 weeks. But then after that, they'll be right ready to go outside and start climbing those trees and skinning those knees and really just going buck wild on the old ball hockey court.
Skinning those knees. Ugh. Sick.
So last,
not a sex, Dave. You dirty bitch.
My bad, bro.
Actually, that's another thing, though, with all these people, not kids, all these grown-ups, quarantined together, there's going to be, a few scenarios that are going to happen. One, couples come together stronger. They communicate more. They talk more. They're in each other's, in each other's spaces a lot more. Two.
Oh, right there, Dr. Love. Relax.
Two. They immediately file for divorce as soon as that lawyer office opens back up. 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
They reported that within Wuhan, I think it was, there was 80 couples that filed for divorce as soon as the quarantine was over.
Listen, I signed up for a lifetime, but 2 straight weeks of you, this is more than enough.
Fuck, the corona's getting me just for tackling at that.
Right, you forgot to mention a big one that I've been reading quite a bit about online. There, I'm hearing
two
words that are not used very often anymore. Baby boom.
Yeah, they're calling those coronials.
Coronials, yeah, the coronials.
There's gonna be a huge rush of babies coming in, hitting your emergency room near you in December of 2020.
They're going to take all the heat away from us millennials, these coronials, because everyone's going to hate on coronials.
Oh, they're going to just be born with lung disorders and high fevers at all times. They'll be the next mutant. This is going to be the mutant race that starts to get powers, I bet. Just the human race starting to evolve back.
Those poor kids, their whole life. Oh, we know what happened. We know where you were when you were spawned.
Your parents had intercourse, didn't they?
They won't even call it that anymore. There'll be some cooler name for it.
Yeah, like dick fisting.
But you guys want to spend the next 25 minutes trying to think of a better name than that?
Better name for sex?
Well, we got one. Yeah. It's a rough word right now. Dick fisting it is.
I think what we should do is have a spinoff of this podcast, and we can call it that. And that can be the new theme of the spinoff podcast. Dick fisting with the boys.
If you've been hurt in an accident, call Dick Fisting. He's here to help get back in any way that you want.
That's definitely a private eye.
Yeah.
Private guy.
Do we have anything else on that list we want to talk about?
Write poetry. Perhaps you can craft a haiku for Mother's Day or something without a specific structure. Just try it.
Next.
Seriously.
Yeah, right on the inside of my butt. Oh, this is a good one. Text all your exes just in case you have one more thing you wanted to get off your chest.
That sounds like the worst idea ever. Why would you want to do that?
Hey, man.
Bring up some of the worst memories of your life.
When a bear is hungry, they'll eat. You know, you need some entertainment. You need some kind of fire. You know, some bored ass is just going to be like staring at his phone and be like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fucking do it. Hey, where's my sweater?
Anybody out there who does that, send us an email.
Let us know how that goes.
Please do. Screenshots would be great.
Oh, please. Yeah. Walk us through it. roommatinghabits@gmail.com, Instagram @roommatinghabits, check us out, Twitter @roommatinghabits, but with one M on that one. Number 11 here, look at pictures of puppies. I do that most of the time anyways. That's not much of a change.
You know what, that's a good way to put a smile on your face for a little while, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Manifest a little pup. That's
Best
gonna be stuck inside for weeks. How long are you gonna look at puppies for?
Best piece of news to come out of this, though.
At least 7 days. You get at least 7 solid days of puppy looking in there. A puppy a day
keeps corona away. That's what everyone knows.
But that's what I heard.
That's the best bit of news to come out of this, though, is that dogs cannot contract this. So they're safe.
True story?
Yeah, true story. Yep. Truth be told. Yeah. I mean, they might be able to carry it. I mean, like if you cough on your Cocker Spaniel and then it runs over to grandma to get a pet on the head, then, you know, get your licks in now, puppy, because grandma won't be here much longer.
I did hear that, but it is hard to fathom that a race like us that has the ability to wash our hands and be clean can get it, but an animal who licks other animals' asses and shit cannot contract this. Maybe we've been living wrong.
Hey,
we gotta get a little more filthy.
Well, it's they're saying out there that the coronavirus isn't quite affecting young people as much, and I don't know. It's been nothing from young people on Instagram except eating ass. That's all these young people fucking do these days is eat ass. No wonder the fucking coronavirus is like, no thank you. I'm going to go to that much more behaved generation up there. Maybe that's the cure. It's just, you know, but
there's a whole season dedicated to it, apparently.
How does it correlate to when this broke out? When does that start? And when does this breakout start?
Let's do some research here.
Ass eaten. Oh, God.
Let me get my work computer. We'll type that in.
Yeah.
I'm going to swerve on you for a minute, Pat, because I just came across something really interesting that I think is worth talking about.
Breaking news.
So,
sorry.
The cast of Big Brother Germany.
Ooh.
Okay. The cast of Big Brother Germany, which is we should talk about Big Brother one day, because like those reality shows are like the ultimate roommate situation. So we can do a deep dive one day into some of that stuff. But the cast of Big Brother Germany started filming. They've been in isolation filming since February 10th. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they've been cut off from the outside world. And so they have no idea what's going on. Okay. So I guess it says, after facing backlash, producers and showrunners will now inform the cast about the pandemic during a live TV special. So of course they're mad profiting off this by making it a TV special, because everyone's going to watch that, right?
Yeah.
But forget that part of it. Think of like how you could explain to someone who's been in lockdown since the beginning of February, what's gone on. And you could do this for the last 2 weeks. You could, in Canada anyways, the amount that's changed, right?
Yeah.
But think about it, for 2 months ago, if you were to go into this situation and then they're going to bring these guys on TV, and like how many of them are going to be like, you're lying to me. Like there's no way that's true. Like you're not telling me the truth. How is that possible?
Jared Leto just got back today from like a 12-day meditation retreat or something and had no idea what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
In the desert,
That's like Rick fucking Grimes waking up on episode one of The Walking Dead in the hospital being like, qu'est-ce que fuck?
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's it.
I don't know if I'm buying it. I don't know if that's Leto being Leto or whatever he's doing, just but
big dick Jared being a big dick.
I don't know. But I think
she just got off a bender and he's just realizing what's going on. It's been the same thing.
The Big Brother house seems like one of the safest places to probably be because they're not allowed to leave the house, right? That's the whole premise of the show.
Yep.
Essentially, I think, yeah. No outside world contact.
I just think it'd be mind blowing. Like it's in Germany, so we're not going to see it, but how you explain to these people that they can fully like believe and comprehend what you're saying and explain everything to them that's going on. I think it'd be a very interesting watch, but I don't speak German, so.
They might think it's like part of the show. They're like, well, come on, no, no.
And it sounds crazy to me, but if you were to say, no, it's so serious that like if you're in Germany, that the Bundesliga is suspended or canceled, that like thing that to me is like where people would say it would sink in for people. For me anyways, like the sports, right? If you were to say no, like they've canceled the NHL and the NBA or suspended them. Like, holy shit, like this is legit.
I just might have had it's a complete ripoff of Big Brother, but a multi-million dollar idea.
Oh, save it? Do you hold on to that?
I don't know.
Do you announce it to our millions of fans?
I don't know. If I say copyright first, does that count?
Patent pending. Go ahead.
Patent pending. Copyright.
No excuses. Go ahead.
Remaining habits copyrighted. So I'm thinking like a Big Brother style show, but you call it Big Brother World. And it's just literally like what we're doing now, but everyone.
Everyone. Truman Show?
Yeah. Kind of like the Truman Show. Yeah. Everybody just talking about, it's no game. You just talk about your experiences. I guess people are doing that anyways, but somehow you could make it a little more fun, I think.
So people have regular breaks to talk into the camera about their day, like,
like
a reality show.
Yeah.
Then that son of a bitch, Debbie from accounting. Oh, God. She's such a bitch sometimes.
Debbie is online. Oh, damn it.
And cut to the next scene. Damn, I got that paperwork for you. All right.
I'm going to fax it right over, seeing as I can't leave my house, Deb.
Oh, yeah, with proper editing, I mean, you can make anything sound good. I mean, look at our podcast, for instance. Most of it, we record for about 3.5 hours every night, and I managed to condense that to only 43 minutes of usable audio. The rest is us just trying to do mouth farts on each other and talking nonsense over top of each other. So it's, you know, editing, folks. Learn editing while we're quarantined.
Yeah,
here.
We could teach you.
We could run a TED Talk or two on that if I do say so.
Seven easy payments of $199.99.
Yeah.
Canadian.
Give a break. You're right.
You pay us.
Times are tough.
Pay us in cruise line stocks. Those are worthless right now anyways. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. I like that idea. What else could... So, I mean, there's lots you can do while you're quarantined, right? You see all these athletes like showing like their workouts they're trying to figure out at home. Like if they don't have a home gym, like especially the guys in the bigger cities, they don't like live out in the suburbs and probably have a gym in their house. You're seeing like, I think it was Ibaka in his, what I'm sure is a massive condo in Toronto. But he was setting up like obstacles in his living room, basically like for like, I think like squats and like jump squats, like different types of workouts. Like
that
he had
guy,
very
yeah.
an actual, equipment, but he was
that guy's an internet genius. He's an internet genius. So he has his cooking show that he does, his YouTube channel cooking show, and now he's started up a new one with everything that's going on with the Raptors, shout out Toronto Raptors, being quarantined. He's started one that's called How Bored Are You, and it's literally just YouTube videos of him like loading his dishwasher. There's five episodes and it's just him doing shit around his house, like just random thing, day-to-day life. I'm like, this is great. But if one of us did that, people would be like, whatever. But Serge is doing it, so people love it. They love it.
My wife refuses Simple to ideas. Empower me like that with any kind of like, hey film me doing this. No, we're not getting started with that. This is a rabbit hole. If I film me doing this, then let me do another random shit, and then next thing you know, the house burns down.
Pat, do you still have that list up? Because I'm gonna change the game up a little bit here. You still got it up there?
It is.
What's I'm just gonna throw you a random number and let's hear what it is. Let's go with 37.
37.
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna say 37.
Come on.
I'm not even joking. You were like, your mouth starts moving, like he's gonna say 37.
Whoa. And you're like,
37. This is how bored we are. I read your mind.
Tune in next week for our psychic reading session.
Number 37. Actually try to reproduce something you see on Pinterest. Probably fail. Try again. I'm gonna look at the first thing that comes up on Pinterest that I bring up right now. Pinterest.
I'm gonna get on the phone. I'm gonna look up Pinterest DIY. And let's see what I can do here.
Yeah, let me know the first thing that comes up.
First thing that comes up with Pat.
Furniture. Okay, go ahead, Patty.
How to finish a basement wall. I would definitely fail this. I'm going to end up nailing my... Hello? I'm behind the insulation.
But there's no piece beside it. You can just shuffle off to the side and walk out.
It didn't say don't pull the drywall up or get out from behind before the next step.
Oh my god. So I put in DIY funny, and the first thing that came up was a picture of the guy from, I believe it's Saw, that clown, that creepy clowny thing. And it says, let's play a game, and it's the toilet paper roll, but instead of toilet paper being on it, it's a roll of duct tape.
Oh, Jesus.
That sounds disturbing. Disturbing.
Okay, the first thing I found was 5 easy do-it-yourself clocks you can make in no time. And this appears to be an old straw placemat. And they have put some hands on it. And I don't know if they put a battery in it somehow, but... I'm not going to build that. That seems silly.
That sounds like a massive fire hazard.
You just see Matt putting...
I'm no fire person, but that does not sound safe.
You see Matt putting the finishing touches on it. It's like, and there we go. And then the next scene is a newspaper being dropped on a front step and the headline saying, DIY clock turns fatal.
Man tries to burn the Corona out of his house.
So along the same lines, I've been putting off building shelves in my garage for like, since I moved into this house in 2016, I put off building shelving in the garage. And so me and one of our other friends who lives down the street from me, we're all stuck at home. He's throwing out the idea, like maybe we could put those shelves together. Lots of loose wood lying around the construction sites near our house.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't have the other, what else I need for it? You know what I mean? Like there's some 2x4s, but there's no nails. There's no screws, nothing like that. Like I have tools. I don't have all that stuff. And I'm like, do I really want to go to Home Depot and get the last little bit of stuff to build these shelves, even though the weather's been decent and now would probably be a really optimal time to build these shelves because I got nothing else going on. And then the summer's going to come and I'm going to really put it off. But I'm like, I don't want to go to Home Depot. I'm trying to social distance. And then I'll go to the grocery store and get my hair cut today. So fuck me, right? Like, I don't know.
Oh, great, Matt, because that's next on our list is become a common criminal by stealing from a construction site, even though it's off-cut wood, even though it smells like oil and it's got other nails that are bent in it. Is it yours? Is it yours?
That's how we build tree forts for your kids, buddy.
Damn right. Oh, those are the days. There you go. That's a good – go build a tree fort. Get out there. Build a tree fort. Why not?
Okay, I'm going to throw a number now.
Yeah.
Can we do 17 for St. Patrick's Day?
Ooh, I like it. Okay.
I thought you were going to say 41. Damn it. I don't have the gift.
It doesn't go both ways.
I don't have the gift.
17. Put on a soap opera. Mute the sound. Create your own dialogue.
Oh. I kind of hate that.
Pat, you are such a Victor Newman. It's not even funny.
These are the days of my life.
Oh no, he's Oh God, I'm blanking so hard. I just need one. You're a Roy from Coronation Street.
Oh, hold on. Please, Dave, how many more soap opera stars can you name?
I could probably do a few more Y in the Air. My parents are really into that one. That's about as far as I stretch right there. Oh man, that's a good idea. That's pretty funny,
like,
though.
Yeah, you were like a little stone, would that be funny? Like, I can't, yeah, just, for sure. Like, me and my wife doing that would be funny. But like, if
acting out a dramatic scene.
It'd be really silly. My 4-year old would be like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?" But I think if we were a little high and there was like 4 or 5 of us sitting around, it could be kind of funny.
I would just stick to, not to revert back to Victor Newman, but I'm going to stick to his classic line. I'm just going to start calling everyone a son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Adopt a new habit. There you go. You can deploy that as, you know, I'm going to start calling everyone a son of a bitch.
And then give the double guns.
And then double gun them, yeah. Oh, God.
I like it.
I don't know how any of this relates to roommating or any of that, but it's good. It's
the you can share these activities with your roommate. Yeah. Or you can find the list. You do the first 50, they do the other 50, and see where it gets you.
Well, you know what? We should maybe add something to this. So I'll pick a number, but instead I'll say something like, you know the game where you – like when you open up a fortune cookie, but you add in bed at the end of it.
Ooh, yes. Okay. Yes.
So maybe something like that. So let's go. Why am I closing my eyes? I can just flick the screen up and down.
You have to read the questions. Number, don't close your eyes.
I'm gonna say number 69. The sex number.
Dangerous.
I don't get it.
Practice shuffling playing cards like a poker dealer. Be ready for employment opportunities once all the casinos open back up. In bed. That wasn't nearly as funny as I thought it was.
81.
I just love this. We're going to work our way through the whole list in completely random order.
Oh, 81. Two words. Coronavirus beard. Grow it, moisturize it, comb it, love it. I thought of that. I was going to shave down to the wick and then just grow this thing out and then probably have to shave it again and shave the rest of my body hair once I get admitted to some hospital for kid coronavirus that I've contracted. But
that is not a bad idea. That'd be kind of fun to do with your friends. Right? Say, all right, today's the day we're starting, boys. Let's do it.
Let's grow off.
Yeah. I always shave. I always have to go to the office and I might not be in that office for several weeks.
I don't know if I've ever seen Carmasco with beard.
Yeah, no, more than like maybe 5 days max.
Oh, you should.
That's like the time, Matt. Now's the time.
That's like when I shave on a Thursday, work at home on the Friday, and then work at home the following Monday. By Tuesday, I'll have shaved. Like, that's like the max.
If you're doing it, you should do a sweet. Your wife won't like it, but you should do a sweet mustache.
But I think like
sweet mustache.
You guys can see me, but like the Hulk Hogan handlebars, like the Fu Manchu.
Yeah.
I think like at the bottom, I'm not sure. It'll grow. Like, I think I'll have just the tiniest little gap. If I were to have like a beard and the Fu Manchu, I think I'd have just like the littlest gap, which can make for an excellent Fu Manchu if I shave the rest of the beard.
Hey, Matt.
We'll just see how it goes.
Matt. If you grow it, it will come.
Okay. Let's check back in next week because it's going to be fluffy by then, I think.
If you grow it, it will come.
I just can't be in like the no man's land because
if
I did that.
If you grow it, it will come. Dave, do up your fucking pants. Your dick is talking again.
Sorry, man.
Gross. That's just.
I don't have my isolation pants on.
Okay, let's do number 89. Try to speak in Pig Latin or Igpe Atinlay. Oh my God! I would
who's
rather.
Oh, let's do the rest of the podcast in Pig Latin. Does anyone know how to do it?
Fuck. I would rather French kiss patient zero with coronavirus than start talking in Pig Latin.
Do any of you guys even know how to do it? Do you just add ikbe to everything? How does it work?
The first letter of the word to the end.
Oh,
okay.
We're not doing this. We're not fucking doing this.
And then you add ay after that.
I'm putting my fucking isolation helmet back on.
This is me remembering useless information. I always remember the most useless shit, and this is one of them.
Oh God!
You're lucky I can't hear dick shit out of you guys because I got my respirator on again.
Oh, look, Adam Driver's back again. The world's most overrated actor. All
right, let's cut that out
in case he listens.
I had to take that thing off.
Oh, here's a fascinating article. How to emotionally prepare for quarantine. Wow, that's interesting.
How do you really emotionally prepare for something like that? Like, do you go in the mirror saying, like, you're going to be alone again today, all day, just you, your immediate family, or perhaps no one at all, but you're going to be alone today.
Yeah.
That's kind of dark when you think about it. You get like,
at least it's not like minus 40 here anymore. So like you can go outside and not like that helps a little bit, I think.
Definite worst times of year this could have happened, certainly.
Some update to last week, I noticed that I happened to see that it looked like it was pretty calm in the university towns around here on the St. Paddy's Day party. So over on Ezra and Waterloo, they put up all the barricades and signs basically saying turn back, don't come here.
Yeah,
but they also had like porta potties and hand sanitizer and all that stuff out, and like nobody showed up all day, which is wild because I read that last year it cost the city like tens and tens of thousands of dollars for that party because of the ambulance calls and the number of police officers needed and all that stuff that comes with it. So for I'll give props because I didn't think people would avoid that amount and that. So
what the news cameras didn't really show you, though, is just how they deterred those kids, because certainly like, the media is saying, don't come, you're going to get coronavirus. But they went a little bit old school with it. They adopted the pirate method where they had a couple of hung bodies saying, abandon all hope, all ye who enter here, right at the border of Ezra Street. It was very graphic and a little bit disturbing for the most part.
The first two guys having to walk by this morning, they weren't even going to the party. They were just in the area. Oh, yeah. There's two. They're on their way. Grab them.
They grabbed them.
Bring them up. Bring them up.
They put a couple of Nelk boys, send them sweaters on and put a couple of funnels in their hands and just strung them up. It was merciless, really. These people had nothing to do with it, but it's, desperate times call for corona measures.
That's what I was going to say. Extreme times, extreme measures for sure. That's, doesn't sound pleasant.
Oh, hey, number 93, write a song. If you want to make it about your time inside and put it to the tune of My Sharona, oh, you know where this is going, and replace Sharona with Corona, do you what you have to do. I feel my inner Weird Al coming on. Here we go.
God, Weird Al's going to make so much money off this.
Jimmy Fallon was in the news because he wrote a song and he was like playing it. And his kids were like brushing or washing their hands. And he was like playing his song. I didn't catch the words because Jimmy Fallon's a little much for me, but he was playing it and the kids are, but he kept like cutting back to himself, like playing, like, so it'd be like, it was like the camera was like strapped to his head and he's playing the guitar and he's filming his kids washing his hands. And then it would cut back to him looking in the mirror, playing the guitar and like smiling all stupid. Like, come on, Jimmy Fallon. Like, just tone it down a notch.
I think he didn't get enough attention when he was at SNL. I feel like he was the guy that got like, he just was the guy that laughed all the time and ruined all the skits. And, you know, he wasn't necessarily seen as like the one to carry the scene per se, or be the one that all the eyes are on. So now that he's got his own talk show, he's definitely milking it and taking advantage and, you know, at the price of his own children's exposure to the world at large. But, chase your truth, chase your bliss, Jimmy.
Oh God. It's insane to watch all these shows where these people are just like, for instance, not a huge wrestling fan, but I did notice that it's still happening and they're doing it in front of no audience. How other sports I get, like hockey, whatever, you can have a legit game with no fans there. It's still emotional. It might not be as, you might not be as into it, but it still has a result. How, as a wrestler with no audience, do you still take it kind of serious?
You kind of need like the boos and the cheers, I think, to kind of fill in some of your dialogue or monologue when you're on the microphone for these wrestlers. Like Kurt Angle would come down and say, well, it's good to be back in Stinktown, Buffalo. And then just with absolute crickets there, like that's just dead air. That's not
what, when Ric Flair, like on the mic, when he's screaming woo and nobody woos back. That's gotta be deflating for Rick.
If Rick woos in a woods and there's if Rick woos in Corona Town and everyone is isolated, can anyone actually know that? How does that?
I don't think anyone can. Yeah. Woo. We got where you were going with it.
If he woos in the woods and a tree falls down and.
Does anyone hear it?
Does anyone woo?
Oh, God. Woo! Oh, boy.
Well, I think it's time for me to go chug some more cough medicine. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. This has been another CoronaCast. Again, thank you to the world at large for stealing our jam about providing what to do when you're stuck at home with other people.
Really fucking appreciate that.
But we're not going anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We're into double digits now. We got 10 episodes under our belt. Thank you so much for riding along with us along the way. This is hopefully not our last episode.
It won't be.
We'll come from beyond the grave should any major diseases come and take us from there. But thank you so much to Marshall Dane for the use of our theme song, Come Back, off the album Running Stop Signs. Wonderful album, wonderful man. Definitely head over and check him out on iTunes and Spotify and all that fun stuff. So appreciate that. Check us out on Instagram at Roommating Habits. Give us an email with your quarantine stories. What are you doing? What are you getting up to? What are you mastering? What are you dick fisting? Let us know. And that can be reached at roommatinghabits@gmail.com. Twitter at roommatinghabits, but only one M. Dave, what's up?
Let's go out with a couple good ones tonight, guys. Lighten up the feel of the podcast a bit. Just the feel in general going on right now.
Warm me up.
So these tonight are in no way related to anything roommates or any sort of thing like that. It's just an off-the-cuff dad joke. And I got two of them for you again. So this, I think you guys are going to like this one. A furniture store keeps calling me, but all I wanted was one nightstand. I love that. and
oh, he's not done.
Also house related, guys. I don't trust stairs. They're always up to something.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Fuck this. All right. Well, I'm Pat Collins.
I'm Matt Cremasco.
And I'm Dave Barr. Stay safe out there, everybody.
Stay safe, everyone. And don't be afraid to come on back.
But not like that.
Come back. Come back. Yeah, come back to the way you were.